You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Travis, I'm on the people.
Are you sleeping with him?
Yes.
You know what? The only reason he was with you is because you spread his legs.
Facebook points.
Facebook fights. Every Tuesday we get together and take turns dramatically reenacting the drama that occurs online, bringing it to your audio speakers. We go from digital to audio. That makes sense? Well, kind of. No. Online to audio. Let's do that. Yeah. Because, I mean, your audio could still be digital. So, with that said, let's go. Bout number one, Scott is pretty upset about this breakup text.
Really? You break up with me via text? That's real class. Real class act, Hannah. I'm going to continue the trend of class and release all your pics. All your pics where you're not acting so innocent. Hashtag, it's about to get real.
You don't have any pictures, Scott. You're a small-minded man with a very small-looking unit. No wonder I left you. I broke up with you because you have the mentality of a pissant. The only difference between you and a pissant is that a pissant's package is way bigger than yours.
Oh, my God. Right to the dink jokes. Oh,
P.S. Scott, it would be awesome if you could somehow find a way to die this weekend.
Yeah.
That would really make me happy. Go ahead and release your precious pictures. You won't release what you don't have, Scott.
Oh, my God, Hannah, you are such a hoe. Scott does have pictures, and you're a liar. Ever since you quit Chick-fil-A, you've been such a nightmare to be around. For you to break up with Scott and then act like he's the jerk is just wrong. You're a hoe. You're the hoe that slept with Alex while you were still with Scott. And I know Scott has pictures of you, Hannah, because Scott showed them to me. Hashtag quit lying.
Ooh.
Hashtag Chick-fil-A.
Ooh.
OMG, Kristen. You only defended Scott because you have wanted to sleep with him since I introduced you to. And don't forget, biatch, I got you the job at Chick-fil-A. Nobody else. You need to be a grateful skank. Go ahead and release these so-called pictures. I'm calling your bluff. Release the pictures you have of me. Neither one of you have jack squats. I'll bring it out.
Damn. If these pictures are real, can I get a peek? No offense, Anna, but you have a rockin' body, and I'd like to see what everybody's talking about. Hashtag just curious.
Mind your own business, Carl, and quit being such a creepy crap starter. I swear, I'm so quitting Facebook. I hate all of you. You're all liars. Release your stupid effing pictures. I dare you.
Ooh, somebody sounds defensive. I wonder why. Maybe because the pictures are real. I'll send them to you, Carl. I know you and Scott are buddies. I'm surprised he didn't show them to you.
Scott doesn't usually kiss and tell. I'd love to see him.
No probs.
So gross, Carl.
I don't have a small unit.
And the music ended exactly on the line. Fabulous.
Here's a promo. I don't have a small unit.
On its own. In bout number two. Ah, boy. In bout, you know what? Billy's just trying to do the right thing. At least he thinks that. It's Facebook fights, bout number two.
My wife and I are opening our home for dinner every other Tuesday night to anyone who, one, wants prayer, two, wants to discuss the Bible, three, needs friendship, or four, simply doesn't want to cook dinner. This is a safe place for anyone of any background. Our doors will be open for you.
Yeah, the only catch is what?
Is literally nothing. If you're skeptical, please come judge for yourself.
Glenn, he is doing God's work and offering nothing more than a meal and conversation. He's not forcing anything on anyone.
Yeah, please ignore him, Glenn. You know, anything religious sets him off.
Billy? You literally state the fact that you will be pushing a religious agenda as in your beliefs of religion. Now, if it was bring your own bottle and we're talking hot rods or car builds, you know, I'm ready to go, pal.
Then don't go, Glenn. Everyone has a choice, and he's not forcing anything on anyone. My character came back from the last story.
Glenn, bring a beer or have one of my home brews. I'm not much of a car person, but I'm sure we'll find something to chat about. The idea is getting to know and love people and build community. As for a religious agenda, that'll only happen if that's what you want to talk about.
Listen, Sherry, I fully understand that I don't have to go, okay? I'm just saying that Billy is trying to find a way to push his religion with the enticement of good company and free food. Hey, why can't you people just go to church and leave everybody else alone, huh?
Glenn, LOL. I think you've got the wrong impression of what I'm trying to do. Religion is the problem. I'm just offering relationships.
Billy, LOL. Well, if you're not pushing religion, then maybe you're just some whack job trying to lure people into your home to lock them in some creepy basement dungeon and demand them to put the lotion on their skin, never to be seen again. You also drive around in the windowless van asking random people they want to come over to your house for dinner?
Glenn, this is not Silence of the Lambs. These are people we know.
Glenn, actually, I did once for a young man with a sign asking for help. Gave him food, bought him a new pair of shoes, and we became friends. After he got back on his feet, life took us in different directions.
Yeah, okay. Did you have him over for some fava beans and a nice Chianti?
Damn it, Glenn! Stop it!
You're wearing his skin like a suit, aren't you? Aren't you?
OMG, Glenn, I can't believe you. Billy is opening his home for friendship. Why are you being such a jerk about it?
Sherry, I just think the whole thing is weird. Billy is possibly seducing down and out people into his basement torture chamber dungeon thing. I mean, come on. You're walking down the street, a complete stranger comes out of nowhere, suggests that you come back to his place for a little something to eat. Yeah. Sure. You going in? Because, you know, I don't want to become his next skin suit. You know what I mean?
Glenn! Oh, my God! Stop watching crime documentaries and movies!
Okay, Sherry, you go ahead. Go ahead. Go be Billy's new skin suit.
Okay.
Hey, everyone. Just a reminder, this is tomorrow night. If you're coming for sure, please let me know so we have a good idea of how much food to make.
Yeah, and I hope y'all like liver and fava beans.
Well, I hope you like it too, Glenn, because that's what you are getting for dinner.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic.
They're people you know.
Yeah, I know.
They're like neighbors.
Not anymore, man.
Oh, my God.
Game on. That's Facebook fights, dude. If you see one we can use, send it over to us. Send it to rumble@fm99.com, okay?